We have on the hold line Paula Cunningham, who's the state director of AARP Michigan. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm wonderful. I hope you're doing the same.
It's wonderful just to wake up this side of the dirt, as my husband would say.
I like it's a low bar, but it puts you in a better mood when you think of it that way. So
it does.
I'm glad you got started with us this morning here on WKHM. Tell us a little bit about what the AARP does in general, Paula.
Well, in general, we fight and we're a fierce defender and a friend for all those who are 50 and older in their communities. That means everything from health care to livable communities to financial security and just anything that impacts older adults. We're there trying to make certain that they live a life full of dignity and live and have plenty of options.
That's great. And so today, I think it's a specific group that you're looking to provide information to us for. So go ahead and give us some details on what you're promoting today.
I appreciate that. Yes, you know, this is, you may not have realized this, but it's an election time, you know.
So,
and Michigan is a battleground state, and women will decide this election, and that's all the pollsters are saying that. And because of that, we have decided to pull women together throughout the state of Michigan with a particular focus on African-American women because of COVID and all the other things that have happened. But we're pulling women together. That's why it's called My Sisters and Friends, and we want them to create their own agenda for federal and for state elected officials versus someone's asking us all the time, so are you supporting this candidate? Are you supporting that candidate? We want to say, listen, we want the candidate who adopts this agenda to support us. You know, we want to be supported. And so we're putting together a health and wealth agenda. It's a free event. It's on September 17th. It's at 11:30 a.m. All they have to do is go to AARP.org/MI, and their voices will be heard. Now, to help with that, to help entice people to sign up, because we're all tired of virtual, we've got the Dr. Janetta Cole, we've got Regina Bell telling her story, we've got Martha Reeves from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas telling her health care story, we've got Jackie Clark from the Clark Sisters, and so many other celebrities, and they're going to share their own personal stories. They're not just there to sing, but if you want a song and you want to be uplifted, we've got our one and only CeCe Winans from the Winans Sisters out of Detroit giving us a tribute in song live at the end of the program, so we hope people will sign up.
Yeah, I mean, important to prepare for the election, but exciting to know that you're going to get that musical performance too. That alone might bring in a bunch of extra people, and you know, whatever it takes to get them there, it's good to have people who are maybe more
absolutely
concerned or more interested and involved in the election.
Absolutely. And men can sign up as well. We're always inclusive at AARP, but you know, it's important. Sometimes we don't want to lift our voices. We're ashamed. We think we're the only ones going through something. You know, we've got someone at home with dementia. We put someone in a nursing home. When you hear from celebrities that they've gone through the same kinds of things that everyday, you know, regular people go through, it makes you realize you're really not alone. And maybe you'll be more inclined to lift your voice as well. So that's the reason behind having so many celebrity panelists on there talking about their own stories. That'll encourage us to tell our story and to not be ashamed and to know that we're not alone.
So the main focus of the conversations will be on health and wealth?
Yes, it's on health and wealth, and by the end of this time together, the end of the 11:30 to 1:30 time together, we will have an agenda. We're going to create it right online, real time. People can, again, call in and see that. The issues that are important to them that they would like to see us, AARP, advocate for, centered around health and wealth. Whatever those issues are, they'll prioritize them, they'll vote in real time, and then we'll send them to every elected official, we'll send them to every senatorial candidate and senators, and we'll say, here are issues that are important to, you know, women in Michigan, and we'd love to see some progress on these. And then a year from now, we're going to get together, we're going to monitor that progress, see what's happened. But we want them to know about our agenda. This is our time. You know, women are going to decide. We've always been deciding things, so we're going to decide this election, so we want candidates and elected officials to know, here are issues that are important to us.
So this is not something that people are just signing on to view. You want participation.
Oh, the bulk of the agenda, the bulk of the meeting will be engagement with the audience. That's why we brought in Dr. Janetta Cole, who was the president of Spelman College, the president of Bennett College. She's one of the best listeners I've ever heard, and she will pull things out of the audience and put them on the screen and ask people, is this what you're saying? Is this what we want to advocate for? It will be engaging. It will be very participatory. That's the intent of it. The panel only lasts 20 minutes, you know, with the celebrities on there telling their stories. But it's a two-hour program. So the rest of this time is going to be hearing the voices of Michigan women and their friends.
We're talking with Paula Cunningham, State Director of AARP Michigan, describing the events of the My Sisters and Friends Conversations That Count virtual event coming up next Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30. And you can register at aarp.org/MI. Did I get that web address right?
All you got to do now is sign up. You got it first.
Well, we get logged on, and we'll hope some other people will, too. What other things do the AARP have coming up, Paula, maybe this year that other people might be interested in?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is go to that same website. We have a whole calendar of events, but we've got programs on dementia. You know, there are a lot of folks who are going through brain health and issues with brain health and what you can do about that. We've got some wonderful, wonderful tips on how to vote safely and the options for voting. So we've got we've just got a ton of things going on. Just go to the website. We've got some, even how to build a raised garden for the spring. So what do you need to do? We're thinking spring already. We've got things on health and fitness and wellness on our website coming up. So, but this is a very important event in terms of just making certain that our agenda as women, as Michiganders, that our agenda gets shared. We're going to share this agenda with the debate host for the presidential candidate. We're going to share this agenda with every elected official, radio, TV station. That we've got over 500 people registered already, and that number will probably double between now and then. So a lot going on, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, pleased to talk about it. Coming from our information here, our preparation materials, this is a record number of black women are running for the U.S. Congress this year.
Yes.
That's got to be exciting.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just another thing, too. You know, we've not always had a seat at the policy table, and so having women, and even, you know, having one of the first time in our history, one of the vice presidential candidates being a woman of color, you know, it's historic. You know, so it's not just African-American women, but there's a lot going on with the pandemic, with the COVID. You know, it's impacted, you know, we read this every day all over the nation, it's impacted women of color, it's impacted older adults more than anyone else. And when you look at the numbers from the pollsters and you realize that we have the largest and the most influential voice at the ballot box, then why don't we create an agenda and say, you know, listen, if you want our vote, here are some issues that are important to us. We're really concerned about lowering health care. We're really the prices of health care and prescription drugs. We're really concerned about financial security. We'd love to see some kind of a work and save program that we can trust that makes it easier for us. Why don't we say some of those things now and let the candidates try to do what they can, or the successful candidates do what they can to adopt or to at least help make some progress toward those agenda items. There are so many caregivers at home taking care of loved ones. You know, they go to out-of-pocket expenses. What about a $5,000 tax credit maybe, you know, to kind of help with some of those expenses? They're not in a home. The state doesn't have to subsidize that. We're taking care of our own loved ones. And, you know, just a little bit of help would make a big difference with some of those activities of daily living and some of those household expenses. So those are the kinds of things we're going to be talking about. And it's only relevant if we can get the voices in the room and get women really talking about them so that we can use that as leverage when we talk to elected officials and say, these women are going to come after you and they're going to vote. They want to see some results of this agenda. That's what we're about.
All right. Again, that's the My Sisters and Friends Conversations That Count virtual event on Thursday, September 17th, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., aarp.org/MI. Dr. Janetta Betch-Cole, an anthropologist, educator, museum director, and college president, will deliver opening remarks, and then an impressive group of contributors on the panel, too. So this should be a good event, open to everyone. So it's targeted to African-American women 50 and older, but anybody can go.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and they will learn a lot, and hopefully they'll be able to contribute a lot as well. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Paula Cunningham, State Director of AARP Michigan. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, and thank you for plugging that, and I look forward to seeing you in the audience.
All right, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Paula Cunningham again, State Director of AARP Michigan, talking about their event coming up next Thursday.